Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set, pop!
So of the two of us, typically I'm the night owl. Like I'll stay up really late and I'll text you at random hours of the night. But you're really strict about going to bed because you wake up so early so that you can make it to school on time. You just have an early day every day. But last night was different because it was the Billboard Music Awards and they released their first live performance of Butter.
Yeah.
And Kayla, I had to cut you off. Like, normally you text me like, hey, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
And last night I'm like, Kayla, I'm going to bed. And you're like, I can't.
I don't know if that's ever happened. One. Mm-hmm. Two, you even kind of cut me off on Twitter. You were like, girl, you're going crazy on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, you're tweeting a lot.
You gotta stop tweeting. You gotta stop.
You gotta let it breathe for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to mention that getting into this episode. But before we do, last episode, you mentioned that you had gotten these enamel pins for your birthday.
Right.
And your birthday present that I got for you literally just arrived as we were getting into record. So I want you to open your present live.
So I have it here.
Yay.
When you pulled it out, you were like, oh my God, you have to wait to open this for the podcast. So here it is. Okay, don't see anything yet, but I think it's a pin. I think it's a pin because I saw the back, but I can't see what it was.
It is a pin.
Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. This is an enamel pin of Namjoon, the picture of him with like the shorts and like all the thighs and
like
the short sleeve
showing.
Shirt where his like he has like his hand on his chin like the thinker.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, Bethany, this is incredible.
Yes.
This thank you so much.
Okay, but what did I text you the other day? I was like thighs or
mono.
Said
thighs or mono.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made the right choice.
You've made the right choice.
Fuck.
But there was another mono, like Forever Rain pen that I was thinking about getting for you.
Uh-huh.
Or it was a Moonchild pen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh gosh, this is a tough choice.
Right.
Moonchild.
Do I go emotional or like thirsty?
Or thirst.
Right.
And then you said thighs.
Thighs.
I said, no questions asked. Just pick.
Yeah. Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. I can't wait to place this on a very prominent part of my jean jacket with
Yay.
The rest of my enamel pins and Wow, I'm going to rock this everywhere. Thank you.
So now you have June thighs.
Fuck yes. Yeah. Amazing birthday present. Wow, wonderful.
Yeah, perfect to get into this episode.
Yes. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I'm still screaming over Namjoon's big reveal in the blue silk suit. Like, literally, I've been fangirling for the past 24 hours.
You really have. You have lost sleep over it.
I slept for maybe 4 hours.
That is the latest I've ever seen you stay up. I have stayed up so late streaming, like, freaking Black Swan and Telepathy.
I, like, really value my sleep. So, like, I never lose sleep if I don't have to, but I literally could not sleep because of this.
Yeah, in this performance.
Yeah.
Or we expected a dance break during the instrumental, but not this sexy of a dance break.
No.
Oh my gosh. Everyone on Twitter was going feral. Everyone was just insane. Like, we couldn't cope.
They really destroyed us, really, with this dance break.
Okay.
So if you're here for that, then you're in the right place.
Yes. In today's episode, we are going to talk about BTS's performance at Billboard. Not only the performance, but of course, all of their nominations and awards and just kind of, you know, what we thought went well. We thought all of Billboard went really well. Mm-hmm. It was enjoyable.
Yeah. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. Please also join us this month of May in donating to the Love Myself campaign with UNICEF to end violence. Help us support this campaign that BTS is working on and obviously this wonderful cause. Please go to endviolence.unicef.or.kr to donate. Okay, so let's talk about this Billboard night.
Yeah, starting with their red carpet premiere. They ended up posting a picture of all of them in their outfits, their suits for the stage that we got them in. They all look so great. Again, this has that Polaroid effect where there's a flash on them.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much all of them have most of their foreheads showing and they're all in sleek black suits. Like, they look clean, fresh, just stunning.
Incredible. Red carpet ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they were nominated for quite a few categories, 4 categories,
mm-hmm.
Which is very awesome. The most that they've ever been nominated for at Billboard.
Yeah, 4 categories. So one of them was Top Duo Group, which they've been nominated before. And in this category was AC/DC, AJR, BTS, Dan and Shay, Maroon 5, and BTS snagged this win. Mm. They won Top Duo Group. Another nomination that they had was for the Top Song Sales Artist. And this was Justin Bieber, BTS, Megan Thee Stallion, Morgan Wallen, and The Weeknd. And BTS ended up winning Top Song Sales Artist.
Wow. The other two that they won was Top Social Artist, which was fan voted. In this category was Blackpink, BTS, Ariana Grande, SB19, and 17. Of course, BTS won this, always bringing home this award.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the top selling song in this category was Gabby Barrett featuring Charlie Puth with I Hope, BTS with Dynamite, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion with WAP, Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce with Savage, and The Weeknd with Blinding Lights. I think this is such a strong list to go up against, mm-hmm. and Dynamite won it.
Top selling song.
Yeah.
Against WAP, Savage, and Blinding Lights. That's and I guess crazy. I Hope. I don't know that one all that well.
Yeah, I don't.
But WAP, the Savage, other ones? Blinding Lights. Wow. Yeah. Congrats, BTS.
Yeah. On their huge night, BTS swept all of their awards. so deserving of them.
Yeah. And also, thank you to all the ARMY who voted for Top Social Artist, too. There was over 100 million votes for BTS for Top Social Artist. I believe this is their fifth year winning Top Social Artist in a row. And now they're, I think, officially tied with Justin Bieber for
Top Social Artist.
Top Social Artist for the amount of wins.
Wild. Yeah.
So congratulations. Really, we just want to give Billboard a huge appreciation here. They won all four categories that they were in, two of those being from new category nominations, including that top selling song and top song sales artist.
Yeah. So really awesome that not only were they nominated for multiple categories with Billboard, but two new ones that they'd never, you know, been in the running for before. We also felt like Billboard had great introductions for BTS by the announcers. You know, there was no pandering about diversity or having like a cringy speech in front of that.
Yeah, no cringy bullcrap. They actually knew what they were talking about.
Right, exactly. They actually spoke about BTS's five number one albums and said it's obvious why ARMY keeps growing. Instead of acting like there's some act that...
Rare
that like, no one has heard
came
of.
Out of nowhere.
They're like, hey, yeah, this band has five number one albums.
Yeah. And for their last win, the announcer actually listed off all of their wins for the night, which was just great to see to show that, hey, they're not just winning one award. They actually won four for the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think they won. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that they had won the most awards out of anyone for the night. Winning four.
I don't know.
We may have to come back on a correction on that one, but I heard that.
I wouldn't be surprised. Four is a lot.
Four is a lot. Yeah. I also appreciated that BTS had Samsung ads playing during the commercial breaks. Always a treat just to see BTS in the commercials on American television.
Yeah. And best of all, well, I can't say best of all of their wins was the best, but their performance wasn't kept until the dead end of the night.
Yeah.
That they were just holding them for views for the very end. They weren't holding us hostage for views that
like
they,
the Grammys.
We were out of there before 10 o'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock.
It was like 9:15 Central time.
It was great.
It was awesome.
It was well done. Everything was pleasant. It was a great experience. I didn't feel on the edge of my seat, just biting my nails, worried about the announcements or the wins or anything like that. It just felt like, it's what it should be.
Yeah. This is, I mean, what now? The fifth year that BTS has been at Billboard. So, I mean, they have a very good relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's clear that Billboard definitely respects BTS as the artist that they are. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this performance that was just so incredible.
Yeah.
It begins with Jungkook backstage in a dressing room. You can kind of see the rest of BTS lounging behind him. Dynamite is playing in the background and Jungkook looks in the mirror. And when he looks in this vanity mirror, he's wearing this jean outfit. There's been a lot of circulation on social media what era this jean outfit is referencing. Just because of the walk and the whistle that he does right after this, the jean outfit made me think DNA, where he's wearing that full jean outfit in the music video.
Yeah.
Made you think of Fake Love.
I really thought Fake Love because I thought of that photo shoot that they did with the all jean outfits with Fake Love. And sitting next to him on the mirror, by the mirrors that he was looking in backstage, there's this mask with like these feathers around the mask and it's very Fake Love-y.
Yeah.
And I also think Fake Love was their first performance
at Billboard.
Yeah. So I went there.
Yeah.
But a lot of other people are saying Dynamite.
Because he was wearing that full jean outfit in Dynamite, and that was a very, like, Dynamite style of clothing. And Dynamite was playing in the background at the time. But I think either way, you could say that this is a reference to any of those eras. And I think kind of throughout this performance, BTS references some of their eras in that way.
But he changes into his black suit that he wears for the performance of Butter.
Yeah.
And to me, that's symbolic of growth.
Yeah. And transitioning into this Butter era. He like walks away from the mirror and when he comes back into it, he's in the black Butter suit.
Yeah.
And so he walks out. There's like a sign that points with an arrow that says to the stage, and he walks out onto the stage, and it's like this big sound stage with like kind of purple lighting in the background
and classical instruments. There's like a massive bass, upright bass,
live music.
Yeah,
and he whistles, and then he joins his members in like a single file straight line. And this walk and whistle made me again think of DNA. Which was their first American television debut. But it was at the AMAs. It wasn't, you know, at Billboard.
But that whistle, hello, everyone thought DNA. Instantly taken there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then with all of the members being lined up in this way, instantly I thought of Fake Love, especially the way that they file out. It pans to the front of the line. We get Jin, beautiful. Mm-hmm. We get like full forehead, just looking stunning. And he starts us out of each member kind of stepping out to file out.
They all file out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like Fake Love.
Just like Fake Love. So immediately we get like these DNA Fake Love references, two big songs that they performed on American stages, and that they were comeback stages too. So this was just, you know, significant because Billboard was the first comeback stage for Fake Love, and so for them to reference that here and then also be performing at Billboard again is very cool.
Being able to perform again at Billboard here as a comeback stage, their first live performance of Butter. Yeah, it's just, we had talked about it in our Butter Be Ready episode, you know, just saying that we're excited that we're keeping the tradition going. So I love these throwbacks to these other eras, to these other songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at the beginning, you know, we get the choreo with Jungkook, but then that transition from Jungkook to Taeyong's verse, we get this wonderful Taekook choreo interaction. It is so playful and cute. And then Taeyong comes forward and he's in this sheer see-through shirt. I believe this might be the first time we've ever had Taeyong in just sheer see-through shirts. I was like, I can't look at the TV right now. Mm-hmm. Like, this is really too much. But part of the choreography that isn't shown in the music video that was shown here is we see Taeyong and J-Hope going into Jen's verse or Jen's pre-chorus or whatever.
His pre-chorus.
We see V-Hope framing Jen's shot with their arms, but they like body roll into it. They look at each other.
Deeply into each other's eyes.
It just looks like they're both like into each other. And you know, I live for that.
Yeah, we do.
It's just my biases doing this. It was a lot to take in, but I freaked out when I saw this choreo.
Yeah. And then Jin, his line that he says, like, I got that superstar glow. We get to see the choreo and it's really cool. He does like the classic Bangtan bang. It reminds me Dynamite, the bang that Jimin does at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But when he does it, all of the members are lined up in a straight line. And then it does the ooh, you know, that part. Mm-hmm. And each of them, their hands go up with each ooh. And it's almost like the after effect of the bang.
Like one after each other too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Down the line. And you know, the waves of the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super cool.
Then it cuts off to Taeyong's verse and we see Taeyong and Jimin next to each other doing this air guitar body side shimmy. I can't even describe this dance move, but it is so cool. Like, Taeyong looks like he's playing an air guitar, but their legs are together and they're just shimming off to the side with their legs. It's just a great dance move.
Yeah. And a complex. Like, it does not look easy.
No, it looks complex.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it.
No, I definitely could not. And then during this little Vima moment, of course, Taeyong is delivering his lines in the foreground, but Jimin right behind him is singing these beautiful backup harmonies for Taeyong. And also, side note, his hair looks phenomenal with this hairstyle, the pushed back on one side, bangs down the other. Handsome.
But Jimin's harmonies.
Harmonies are just...
And it's throughout.
Beautiful.
It's
throughout the song. This is the first time that you really notice it in the live performance, but it is continual. When he backs up Taeyong here, and then later on, he backs up Jin as well. And each time is just beautiful.
He does it throughout. And these mics are on. You can really hear the live vocals in this live performance.
Yeah. Then it transitions into the Billboard red carpet set where we get obviously this huge, beautiful, luscious red carpet, and trimming the sides are some dark curtains and some big, beautiful bouquets.
Yeah. It's wonderful because it shows that they're like at the red carpet, that they're there at Billboard, even though they can't be because
it says Billboard on the side, like Billboard Music Awards with the logo and everything. It's very, very cool. Again, just like they did with the Grammys, kind of replicating the set or the area. So it really does seem like they're there.
Yeah.
Okay. We told you guys we have an editor now. So just Matt, we're sorry that you're going to sit through this, but we have to talk about the dance break, and it's a lot.
The whole thing is obscene.
It's very obscene. But this is a fangirl podcast, and this dance break and on is what I have been screaming about for the past 24 hours. Like, yeah. What I lost sleep over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get at the beginning of this dance break, we get Hosok in the center starting us off, and he starts with like kind of like a kick forward, low camera angle. Like, uh-huh. We love when they kick us in the fucking face. And then
yeah.
Jimin and Taeyong are flanking him on either side and obviously just dancing the backup moves at the same time.
Yeah. Really, all I can say is that I'm grateful that his bangs are down and forehead is not out, because it's making it just a little bit more bearable, but it's just overwhelming. He really has his legs spread out. He's mm-hmm. doing the choreography so well, and he's just incredible. He's just the best dancer. But this choreography, he has his, like, hand thrusting up from his
hips
and pelvis.
There's a lot of attention being drawn to his hips and all of their hips. Yeah, he is like banging his fists on his hips.
And then he bangs his chest too. Look. I mean, it's just, he's really putting it out there for us.
And then they end like their little trio, this part before they transition into Jungkook with mm-hmm. all of them full on grabbing their mm-hmm. crotch.
Yeah.
And Jimin is even like pressing his hand down into like the belt of his pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
And J-Hope is just snarling and smirking. I mean, they're really flirting with us. I mean, just, it feels like they are charming us. They yeah. are. They are.
Well, yeah.
I just didn't expect, I expected a dance break. I didn't expect it to be this level of like sexy
it's
dance move.
It's so sexy. Yeah. It's way, way too sexy. I think they're turning it on. Yeah. They're buttering us up.
Yeah.
They really are melting us with this choreo. Because
melting our hearts into two. For sure.
But really, just destroyed. They transition from this trio into Jungkook, and he comes out and does a little mini moment. It's reminiscent of his dance in the elevator scene from the music video. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I mean, all of BTS starts backing him up behind him, but mm-hmm. most prominent are Yoongi and Namjoon and just a little bit of Jin. Mm-hmm. But they all do like this low, wide squat.
Yeah.
And then they rotate and gyrate their hips in this while they're down in the yeah. squat motion. It is way too they much do it, coming from Jungkook.
Yeah, they do it while they're doing this like electric guitar move. Like yes! they're playing an electric guitar, but they're rotating their hips like this, like back to front. And if you really need to see just how exaggerated this hip rotation is, look at Yoongi.
Yeah. His hips are crazy.
It's insane. Yoongi moving his hips like that.
He just really all the way around town. And Jungkook, I mean, with these silk pants that are front and center, like it is really just highlighting every single curve and crevice and just all parts of his body.
Yeah.
With this hip motion is just incredible.
It's obscene. I just couldn't believe we got this from them.
I just, wow.
All of ARMY's like, we want a sexy era, and then they bring it and we're just on the floor.
Yeah.
Foaming.
Literally, I was like, people are becoming ARMY watching this.
Yeah.
People are going to become obsessed watching this. Like, how could you not? Namjoon is back there, but like I don't want to talk about him yet.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
We'll get to him.
So then we get Yoongi's verse. And it's great because it's him walking down. And what I love about his verse is he's talking about like ice on my wrists. And when he's singing this, he's basically acting like he's putting on a watch or putting on some jewelry around his wrist.
Right.
And I really like that. And when we watched it live, he points to his head when he says, got the right mind. Just like, yeah, you do. but yeah, his verse is great because it's just him walking and he looks so cool and it's just fully Yoongi.
And his verse doesn't need anything more than that.
No.
Like production wise, because he just is so fucking cool.
He's so cool.
Yeah. He's mm-hmm. just Yoongi, Min Yoongi. Then fuck Namjoon. This is the full reveal of like the blue suit. Like, yeah, he danced back up, but like this is full shining on him. Wow.
This is when his suit jacket gets pulled back.
He's in full silk, okay, which is problem number one. Uh-huh. And then he literally, like, as if he's pulling back the curtains like Jimin does in the music video, he's opening, he, like, flips open his suit jacket to just reveal everything. And these silk pants are like, they are packed, you guys. There are...
Can we sue his tailor? Whoever tailored these pants.
What stylist put him in this? I need to shake their hand, honestly. Because he is filling out every centimeter of these pants. Really, I mean, it was obscene. I screamed. I'm still screaming internally. This specific moment is what I lost sleep for. The silk, there's so much shading. There's a lot going on. Like, there's a lot of detail.
It's the fact that, like, it's the angle of the camera. It's lower and it's pretty...
High contrast lighting.
It's like the front of the shot, really. Oh, yeah.
It is front and center.
And Namjoon pulls his jacket back and then points
at it.
Down.
He's literally pointing down at it. Like, as if we weren't already looking.
Yeah.
He's like, here, look.
It wasn't necessary, but it's like...
My friend Leanna texted me, it looked at me first.
I saw someone tweet, he's got a whole stick of butter in there.
Maybe two. Damn.
But we've never seen this from Namjoon. I really think Bethany, he's been working out a lot. And yeah. I feel that his confidence level is at its highest.
All time high.
Since BTS has started.
I have said in the past that I felt like he was unaware how hot he is. Mm-hmm. And that's like a little bit of the intrigue too, is like, mm-hmm. he's so hot. Like, Namjoon stands forever have called him daddy, even when he was like, he did not think that he was hot.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that he's hot now.
Yeah.
Can I just make this a little bit more difficult to deal with if it wasn't hard enough? It's that in this shot...
I'm ready to scroll away from these photos.
I'm not ready. When he's pointing down, okay, because of just the spread of his suit jacket, you can see that his shirt actually has two sheer panels running down the side. And you can see pec. You can see pec. I'm telling you, you see pec and nipple.
Yeah.
So just in case you hadn't noticed that yet, for all of the iconics listening...
wasn't making you suffer enough.
Welcome to... Suffer town.
Suffer
I don't know.
But really.
Damn. Okay. You can scroll away now. I've had my 10 minutes about Namjoon and I am ready to move on.
Although, really did lose sleep over it. And you weren't the only one.
No. Yeah,
this whole performance was a lot to take in. So at the very end, we get all of them on this grand stage. We've got this massive light ball behind them. It looks a little bit like a disco ball, mm-hmm. but it also reminds me of the New Year's ball. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
the New Year's ball in New York. Yeah, I'm sure it has a
name, but
you know what we're talking about. But that's behind them, and so when Namjoon is singing his last part at the end, he not only wipes his lip when he says butter with his thumb, but he manages to wink at us as well. So we have like smirking, hip thrust, tailored pants, sheer see-through shirts. I don't know.
Wink, lip, just everything.
I don't know what went on, but they decided to bring this to us, and I'm not mad about it.
I would never be mad about this. I'll never move on. I know that Jungkook has the final line, but in this performance, when he's delivering that get it, let it roll final line, the camera's like super zoomed out. It's just like a 7 shot of all of them. So really like the last solo shot of this video is Namjoon winking and wiping his lip with his thumb. And I just like have to, when is the only time has Namjoon ever just ended a song like that?
Mm-hmm.
Been like the last thing that you see? I can't think of a single time. And this is just everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad it ended on him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This performance is iconic already.
This performance is iconic. This Billboard award show in general for BTS is iconic. This was legendary in terms of sweeping all of the categories mm-hmm. that they were nominated for. This fantastic performance that really getting to see all this choreography, it was done in such a great way. The stages were great. I felt it was nice that they still showed that they were actually there at Billboard, replicating mm-hmm. Billboard's setup, red carpet. Yeah.
And Billboard put together a great show this year.
They did. They did a great job.
Yeah, for sure.
Nothing to complain about. I mean, this is just as smooth as it could have gone.
Yeah. Smooth like butter.
Thanks.
Billboard. I'm really looking forward to any other performances that BTS are going to do live of Butter. Mm-hmm. You know, we will definitely talk to you guys about anything and everything we can in regards to Butter. So be looking for more comeback episodes. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen Ruchalt, Michelle Park, Deja, Meg DiRuggio, Rachel Robin, and Allie. We love you guys. Thank you so much for your support, Iconics.
Well, thank you.
If you enjoyed this little mini episode, please let us know. Reach out to us on Twitter or maybe Instagram and email. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
Tour set pop.